To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God today, I want to say the Word of God is our source of comfort. Romans 15 and verse 4 says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." So in this text, the Apostle Paul shares an encouraging message about the purpose and hope found in Scriptures. He says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope." So may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you this same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ Jesus had this morning. So these verses remind us of the timeless relevance of the Scriptures. They were not only written for the people of the past, but also for us today. The teachings and stories in the Bible serve as valuable lessons that can instruct, inspire, and guide us on our journey of faith. And Paul highlights two key elements that the Scriptures provide: endurance and encouragement. And through the endurance taught in the Scriptures, we learn how to persevere in the face of challenges and difficulties. And through the encouragement they provide, we find comfort, hope, and motivation to keep pressing forward towards Christ Jesus. So the practical value of the Word of God cannot be more strongly emphasized. The Word of the Scriptures gives us the power to endure affliction and temptations, and too often contemporary believers have neglected these benefits. In difficulties, we flee to our counselors, some amateur and others professional, but they can never do the work of the Word of God. It is possible through the Scriptures to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our constant companion and permanent moment-by-moment counselor. So let us not run to men, but to God Almighty, according to what S.S. Johnson says in this quote this morning. So Peter here reminds us of the divine plenary, complete in every respect, inspiration of the Old Testament as well as the New Testament writing, that no prophecy of Scriptures is a matter of one's own interpretation. No prophecy in Scriptures ever come from the prophets themselves. The Scripture did not originate from any private explanation held by the writers, or no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, brothers and sisters. But men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God, according to 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20 to 21. As Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Meditate day and night upon His Word. Matthew 4:4. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Father, we thank You this morning. And we thank You as we go, Lord, we meditate upon Your Word. Help us, mighty God, to walk into Your will. Help us to do the right things. Help us, mighty God, as we go, Father, Your Holy Spirit will go with us and lead us and minister unto us, my God. May You touch the heart of Your people. May You comfort Your people this morning. May You lift up Your people this morning, those who are feeling low in spirit. May the Word of God minister unto us as we give You thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
To us, sacrifice, oh,
Hallelujah. Let us heed the word of Christ this morning, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell.